Before we go on to look at what purity of heart means, we need to look at the captivated heart so you can establish whether you're a pioneer or a settler. That's the difference between pioneers and settlers. One has a captivated heart. Settlers do just that, settle. A heart that's been captivated by Jesus will be both a disciple and a pioneer. They're in a race and they can't stop. There's no stopping, Smith Wigglesworth said, in the spirit-filled life. But settlers can only settle to an extent because they'll find that life will never be the same once they receive Jesus. They can desire a life of peace and tranquility, but if they do, they've forgotten that God can't spell, and he spells both those words with a T, tribulation and trouble. Trouble. Tribulation works patience, peace, and all those good things. Character, in other words. Romans 5:3 in the Message. We continue to shout our praise even when we're hemmed in with troubles, because we know how troubles can develop passionate patience in us, and how that patience in turn forges the tempered steel of virtue. In the world you'll have it, tribulation. Jesus said so. Not great tribulation, that's different. Notice the capital letters. This is about change. Regardless of whether you like it or not, whether you're a pioneer or a settler, change is here to stay. God hasn't finished with you yet. You can't cut across the park on this one. Pioneers frequently find themselves in the position of being in a stuck place, unable to go back because they know it'll kill them, terrified to go forward because of what's in front of them. It's at this point they wish they'd never embarked on the journey in the first place. This is normal. Fear is normal. You will find yourself out of your depth, apprehensive, and at times downright scared on this journey into the heart of God. But he always brings you through. He always leads you in triumphal procession. Following Jesus, you're discovering, isn't a Sunday school picnic. That's why we looked at the cost of being a disciple, a pioneer, before we went any further. If you happen to have a captivated heart, of all people you are most blessed, because your heart has been captured, taken prisoner by the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and you can't do anything but be his love slave, fear and all. That's sorted. We'll take a look at what purity of heart looks like then.